This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Senator John Hoeven is going to join us momentarily on the program. He'll be here for the entire hour. Actually, not. He'll be here to the bottom of the hour. And take your calls, questions, and comments. We're also going to talk a little bit about his upcoming trip to the border. Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And a little bit about Grand Farm and what was announced yesterday. So all that to come on the program. And then we're going to talk with Burley County Sheriff about measure number two at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for that. Right now, Senator John Hoeven on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Morning, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
How are you today?
Doing okay. It's a beautiful fall day in North Dakota. We'd like to see a lot more of those so the folks can get out and do a little hunting and enjoy this great fall.
Yeah, keep extending this weather a little further into fall. I'm with you, 100%.
Yeah, we like that, yeah.
I understand you're going to the border. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our guards down there, it's the 1st of the 112th Aviation Battalion. That's our helicopter unit. They're fantastic. We've had them down there before doing... not only helping getting Customs and Border Protection around, but also doing drug interdiction and that kind of thing. They have the night floor infrared so they can, track people trying to come across and either bring drugs or human trafficking across at night with that kind of equipment. So they do a variety of things, or they've done a variety of things in the past. Now, we still have the sections of the 957 Multi-Role Bridge Company down there in the Del Rio sector. I was down there with them in April. As you know, they're doing an amazing job, helping CBP and Border Patrol. But now our guard, like I said, 112th Aviation Battalion, they are in El Paso, and they're really providing support to Customs and Border Protection, really for the whole length of the 1,900-mile border down there. And so I'm going to go down not only to see them support them, Scott, but to once again call attention to what's going on down there and how we need to secure that border and stop people coming here illegally, stop the human trafficking, and stop this drug flow, the fentanyl that's coming in. It's just outrageous, and we need to put a stop to it.
Is there a different strategy that might work here, something that would shake this loose? Obviously, the Biden administration has a very different opinion of how the border ought to be secured than you do. What changes here?
Well, I think we have to keep the pressure on, the public pressure. I mean, you had 2 million people come across last year illegally, and I think you're seeing more and more people are aware of it. And it's gone beyond just, bringing people into Texas, but now to, New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago, these other cities. I think people are, increasingly recognizing that this is a big problem. Now it's not just people coming here illegally, but it is the human trafficking, these cartels getting their networks set up in our country. So it's not an issue for just the border states. It's an issue for every state. And the drugs, the leading cause the leading cause of death for people 18 to 45 is drug overdose on fentanyl. 78,000 deaths last year. So I think as we continue to call attention to this, as we continue to push in Congress, as we hopefully get the majority in the House and the Senate and can do more to put pressure on the Biden administration, as we work to push through the courts, all those things, local law enforcement, seeing what's going on with crime in this country, as well as the drugs, these are the things that I think are going to force. Now, the Biden administration, you know, they haven't done it, but I think now you see they finally are exercising Public Health Order 42 for Venezuelans that are coming in. That's one small step, and they got a long, long way to go, but they're only doing it because of the pressure we're putting on them, and we're not going to stop.
Mason in Carrington, question for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead, Mason.
Hi there, Senator Hoeven. Thank you for your time. I'm calling to ask you about your committee assignments in D.C. and wondering how they help us here in North Dakota.
Thanks, Mason. And I hope I've been getting around the state a lot. I hope the crops out there in that Carrington area worked out. We had kind of a mix between some really good small grains and then some of the row crops, not as good because of the later dryness. But yeah, obviously, ag's the number one thing to do. Look, in North Dakota, ag's number one. That's their number one industry. Energy's right there behind it. And North Dakota is a powerhouse in ag for this nation. We're a powerhouse for energy in this nation. And so my committee assignments are ag on the top, Republican on ag approves, and the second-ranking Republican now on ag authorizing, which will be incredibly important when we write the farm bill next year. And then energy. You know, I mean, I've worked as governor and in the Senate on energy. I'm on the Energy Committee, senior on the Energy Committee, and I just can't say enough about what North Dakota is doing for this nation when you talk about what our farmers and ranchers do and what our energy industry does for this country.
Appreciate the call. Others welcome, by the way, 701-271-1100. Call us toll-free at 855-200-1776. 800-1776. Let me try that again. 855-200-1776, extension 2, to get in to us today on the program. Or text us at 701-237-1590. Texter wants to know, are there any polls for your race between yourself and your opponents in the Senate race?
You know, there are, and the polls are fine as far as we're concerned. But, you know, and so we're tracking along. But, like I said, you know, we focus on what we do. This is like a job interview. It's about what we have done and what we do, working for the people in North Dakota, the greatest state in the union. And we focus on the things that are important to North Dakota and to our country. Scott, you and I talk about them. You know, you're out there talking about them every day. And when I join you, we talk about these issues and what we're doing. And I always try to reflect North Dakota common sense and bring that North Dakota common sense to D.C. and then work hard to get things done instead of just, you know, just talking about things, but getting out there and actually getting things done for the state. And then focusing on the fundamentals, you know, the things that are so important, the kind of fundamentals we focus on North Dakota, whether it's, you know, whether it's cutting back on taxes, regulations, spending, fighting against the COVID mandates that Biden's put in place, securing the border like you and I just got done talking about, supporting law enforcement, supporting our military. You know, the things that I think make our state and our country strong, energy independence, work on that all the time. The polls are fine, but what's most important is that we're out there on the things that, you know, fighting inflation, out there on the things that North Dakotans care about and that are good for our country.
Texter says, my son is a pilot for the 112th in El Paso. Is the senator aware that the cartel gained access to their personal info from the hotel they're staying at?
So one of the things we've been working on is making sure that they do have security. And, you know, I don't have to tell you this, Scott, and I don't have to tell, you know, your listeners this. Our guard is the best in the nation. They're the best of the best. These guys are professionals. They're strong. They're smart. They're military people. They know what they're doing. They know how to take care of themselves. All that being said, you know, we are making sure that they are taking extra precautions, and that's something that started even before they left because of the nature of the cartels. But so I'm aware that there are additional security issues that we are working on to make sure that they are safe. And also at the same time, though, these guys are so smart and capable, they are working on it themselves too. And of course, families are always concerned, and rightly so, when there are soldiers deployed. So I understand that. And I believe, and we'll check further, but I believe the guard's trying to make sure that there's assurances to the family members that the guard and the military, as well as CBP, are taking the necessary precautions.
Quick answer on this one, if you can. Question for Senator Hoeven. Can you please ask him about his role on the upcoming farm bill? We need him.
Yeah, we're going to write a 5-year farm bill, and that's next year, and that's incredibly important for North Dakota, incredibly important for our country that we get it right, farmer-friendly, and I'll be working on it. I'll be there, writing it.
All right. Appreciate that question. A couple others on the phones as well. Josh in Grand Forks, Lauren in West Fargo are next up after we take a short break with Senator John Hoeven today, and one more segment to go with him on What's on Your Mind, catching up with him on the campaign trail. Short break. Back with more after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On Your Mind, brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it, because they're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Back with Senator Hoeven. Let's go to Josh in Grand Forks with a question for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, hi, Senator. It seems to me that most of the inflation we're seeing has to do with energy costs. And I saw that Biden released oil from the National Reserve, which seems kind of gimmicky given the timing of it all. But I want to know what you're going to do to bring down the fuel costs, gas costs, and do something about inflation that's hurting us all.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. Inflation is, I mean, you know, we're fighting hard on inflation. It's a big problem for folks. You know, when they go to the gas pump and fill their tank or they go to the grocery store, I mean, there's an inflation component in every product and service we buy, and we've got to get after it. And we are working hard pushing back on the Biden policies that have caused it. And like you say, energy is a big part of it, and we're the solution. North Dakota's solution. I mean, we need to produce more oil and gas in this country. We can do it. North Dakota, we're about a little over a million barrels. We were as high as 1.5 million. Nationally, we were as high as 13 million barrels a day. Now we're down around 11.8, and it's because the Biden policies are holding us up. And that's why, you know, I've been out there, whether it's legislation, whether, you know, pushing through the courts, whether it's been on, you know, Scott, your show, on other shows, getting the word out. We need to get Biden to take the handcuffs off our energy producers. We can produce more oil and gas here in America. That will bring, you know, energy costs down. That not only helps at the pump, that helps everything you buy. It's also a national security interest, vital for national security. You've seen, you know, what OPEC's doing, and the idea that we're going to solve this by taking it out of this world is ridiculous. The solution is more energy production here at home, more supply, and that's where, you know, we're going to just keep pushing and getting the, you know, getting these policies that, like I say, Biden's put the handcuffs on us, and, you know, we need, whether it's the moratorium on federal leasing, whether it's blocking or building the pipelines and gathering systems we need, whether it's getting permits, whether it's this ESG stuff in the finance, all those things, we're working to change, and we're going to change, and we're going to get our country back not only to energy independence, but energy dominance like we've had before.
What do you
absolute priority, Scott. That's an absolute priority for our country. It's an absolute priority for our state. It's something I work on every single day.
What do you think? What do you think of Biden by releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, basically making the argument that more supply brings price down? I mean, he's arguing with himself, isn't he?
I mean, it just defies common sense, and he's just absolutely wrong in his approach. I mean, here he's taking it out of the SPRO, which is, you know, which is the reserve in case of an emergency. The rate he's going by the end of December, he'll have us down to about 350 million barrels in the reserve, which is half of its capacity, 715 million barrels. And he won't have done anything to bring down prices because the Saudis, you know, OPEC Plus, which includes Russia, it's the 11 countries of 14 countries of OPEC and 11 more of the Plus part, including Russia, so those 24 countries now, they have more market power because we're not producing as much energy. And so what they do is they just drop production, as you saw here recently, to keep the price up. So Biden's taking it out, and he can't buy it back because they're going to keep the price up. The only way you stop that is the obvious solution of we produce more supply. Then that's what will, and that'll start prices down right away because then the global markets will see, oh, the United States is going to get back after it and produce a lot more. That'll bring it down right away. And so, again, the solution is obvious, and it makes no sense. He goes to OPEC Plus. He goes to MBS. He goes to Maduro in Venezuela. He does everything but what he should do, which is turn our folks loose and let them do what they do best with the best environmental stewardship in the world, and that's produce energy, produce oil and gas. And North Dakota knows because we lead the way.
Lauren in West Fargo for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead, Lauren.
I've been hearing a lot about us needing to cut the red tape for our American energy producers. And I was just wondering if you could talk about the steps you're taking to achieve that for our North Dakota producers in particular.
Yeah, Lauren, right on. That was just like the last question. I mean, number one, we've got to get rid of this, stop this moratorium on federal leasing. And I'm hopeful that if we can, get the majorities in the Senate and the House, that we can reverse that policy where he has stopped any production on federal lands, whether it's onshore or offshore. And then he says, well, the oil companies have leases, they can produce the ones they have. No, they can't, because, again, these are federal lands, so you need a federal permit. And then he blocks, the bureaucracy blocks getting those federal permits. So I'm hopeful if we can get the majorities, we can, stop that practice. And then, of course, you have the whole court aspect where he holds it up as well, the ESG stuff. But, again, I think we can get after that better. Again, it won't be as much as we need to do, which means we got to win in 24, too. But in all these cases, and then building the gathering systems on, federal land so we can move the oil and gas to market as well as the pipelines, all those things are what I'm talking about when I see put the handcuffs on our folks. And it makes no sense because it's more energy, more jobs, more economic growth. It reduces inflation. And, again, it's a national security issue, not only for us but for our allies as well. And, Scott, now I got to bring up one other thing. I've heard, and a lot of people have been talking to me about, tomorrow is a really big, important day. Did you know that?
I did not. No, I can't imagine what anybody's talking about there.
It's a big day, and a lot of people are talking about it, and I'm surprised it hasn't come to your attention yet.
Is it UND hockey versus the Minnesota Gophers? Maybe that's
that is a big thing. Scott, that's big, but it's not as big. There's some famous person that's having a birthday, and he might be like 39 years old. It's hard to say. Looking at him, you'd probably think he's younger. But I want to wish you a very happy birthday tomorrow.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. Yes, and 39 sounds like a good number. I like that.
Anyway, happy birthday, and I hope you're going to do something fun for it.
Yeah, well, I get to watch the UND hockey game, so
Are you going to be?
I'm actually.
Oh well, yeah. There you go. The birthday present would be for our great hockey team to stick it to the Gophers. That would be a good birthday present.
Wouldn't it? I like how you think. Stick it to them. Give it to them good.
Oh baby,
should happen.
I'd love it. That'd be a great birthday gift.
All right, Senator, you take care. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you.
All right, friends, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Measure 2 from a law enforcement perspective. Law enforcement leaders think Measure 2 is a bad idea. We'll talk about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Former President Trump just made a big post to his Truth Social site, and he's praising Dick Morris's new book, The Return. Trump says Dick Morris' bestseller is a great book and urges you to get it. The Return reveals Trump is running again and will even win. It's even predicted recent events. The Return alleges that big media, big tech, and the deep state have formed a secret alliance to stop Trump no matter what. But Morris predicts they will fail. Trump calls The Return fantastic, and Dick Morris a real pro. And Newsmax says The Return is the book of the year. Already an Amazon number one bestseller. You need to get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX, or go to thereturn911.com. Thereturn911.com to get your copy today. That's $28 in savings right now when you call 1-800-NEWSMAX. 1-800-NEWSMAX, or go to thereturn911.com. Thereturn911.com to get your copy today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Association of Realtors announced existing home sales fell for an eighth straight month in September, the longest streak of decline in 15 years, as the once booming housing market becomes a bigger drag on the U.S. economy. New York attorney John O'Kelly of East Williston, Long Island, has been accused of assaulting law enforcement officers during the U.S. Capitol riot after being arrested Thursday on felony and misdemeanor charges. As the Democrats are relying on the abortion issue to get through the midterm elections and the report card for Democrats running the country for the last 2 years, Georgia gubernatorial candidate Democrat Stacey Abrams says abortions could solve inflation.
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet's straight A's, most likely to succeed.
Let's see what's for lunch today. Patro Serve USA. This I know. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Home cooking. Like fish and fries or Salisbury steak. That's in Valley City today. Harwood has pulled pork. That sounds good today. Chicken and gravy over mashed potatoes. The West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. Good there as well. 12th Avenue and I-29 chicken fried steak, meatloaf in MP Avenue or Glendon locations today, meatballs in Yulin, and lasagna on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. We're going to talk about Measure 2 from the perspective of law enforcement today. Burley County Sheriff Kelly Lieben joins us today on the program. Kelly, how are you? Welcome back. You there, Kelly? All right. I don't think he can hear us. You check that out. The North Dakota Sheriffs and Deputies Association, the North Dakota Police Chiefs Association, and the North Dakota Peace Officers Association have joined groups like North Dakota Farmers Union, North Dakota Farm Bureau, the Greater North Dakota Chamber, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the Lignite Energy Council, the North Dakota Catholic Council, all raising awareness of the harmful effects of the legalization of recreational marijuana. And they point to examples in other states, and encourage North Dakota voters to vote no on November 8th. Vote no on November 8th, according to these groups. Burley County Sheriff Kelly Lieben is with us now to talk about it. Kelly, can you hear me? Okay. We're trying to figure this out, but we're getting a bad connection. All right.
Are you there,
Sheriff,
Scott?
Sheriff, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yeah.
What a deal. We can communicate now. We can each hear each other. What a joy. How you been?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Scott? And before I forget, happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Worst kept secret in the planet Earth today.
Hey, it's everywhere. It's all over. They know it's your birthday.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Next year I'm taking my birthday off so I don't have to put up with the with the unnecessary attention. But anyway, quite the group of law enforcement that has come together to advocate for a no vote on November 8th. Tell us why.
You know, Scott, I will say I'm very happy with your organization that come out against Measure 2. As I thought about Measure 2 and, you know, what I was willing to do and what I was going to do with my beliefs, you know, I didn't know where law enforcement would stand. We've been dealing with this legalization effort for a long time, but I know the heart and soul of law enforcement believes this isn't right for North Dakota, and so I was glad that they all stepped up one more time and said, we don't want this here. I think we all just agree it's not good for North Dakota. And I got to tell you, Scott, what made me make my decision 100% was when I talked to colleagues across the nation that come from states where they have legalized this, and every one of them says it's more problems. Don't do it.
More problems? How? Give us some examples.
So I think, Scott, what some of the things we're hearing from the proponents of Measure 2 is the black market's going to go away. In the states that have legalized marijuana, they said the black market didn't go away. It's gotten worse. They say, you know, the alcohol-related DUIs are going to go down. And yet statistics bear out in these states that those numbers didn't go down. In fact, they've increased. You know, one of the things that I've said, too, from a personal standpoint, obviously looking at this as a career law enforcement officer and a citizen of the state, you know, is I've traveled across the United States, and you get to these areas, and some of it's where they've legalized it, and some of it's where they are just overwhelmed, even though it's not legal. And you go to Las Vegas, and everywhere you walk on the strip, you smell marijuana.
Yeah.
And
it's not my vision for a great North Dakota.
No, exactly. And I think, as you know, one of the problems with the legalization effort is as we normalize marijuana usage, I think you're going to see that creep into our mainstream society. And that, I don't want that for my family. I don't want that, you know, for our state, where I go to an outdoor event and got to smell the odor of marijuana. But also just, you know, the workload increase on law enforcement, I think that's something we can't forget. It's not going to take away work. That's been proven in other states.
We're chatting with Burley County Sheriff Kelly Lieben about Measure 2 and opposition from his standpoint. Give me an example of some of those problems that worry you most that come with legalized marijuana.
Well, I think, Scott, you know, one of the things that keeps popping into my mind is I hear how much effort we put in this state into dealing with legalized tobacco. You know, we're always conducting efforts to prevent underage usage of tobacco. We have grant money where we send deputies out to do compliance checks on the stores. And I think tobacco has been around forever. It's a legal product in today's society, and yet we're still dealing with that from an enforcement standpoint. One of the things, you know, I always point out to people is no matter what the product is, there can be a criminal enterprise to it. And, for example, you know, you go back to the case of Eric Garner, who was died at in a law enforcement encounter out in New York. That whole situation started over untaxed tobacco. Again, a legal product in our country. And so to say that we're going to take away the work from law enforcement and allow them to spend time on more serious crimes, I just don't think that's true.
Yeah, interesting point. And, the problems that, besides the distraction, I mean, what are you most concerned about?
So I think what I'm most concerned about, Scott, is you know, this isn't the marijuana of the 70s. We all agree with that. It is a drug, whether it's a controlled drug or not, it is a drug. I look at the mental health problems we're having today in our society in North Dakota, and that's what scares me probably the most is, you know, we hear the stories, we see the reports, you know, of the anxiety issues that can result from marijuana usage, the mental health aspect that can come with it. And I look at right now, as a sheriff that runs a jail, and we have a very big facility, we're dealing with a mental health crisis almost daily in that jail. And so to normalize another drug just scares me.
Yeah, and those problems you're dealing with in the jail often come back to marijuana use in your view?
You know, I wouldn't say just marijuana, Scott. I think they come back. Obviously, you know, some of these issues come naturally. People have mental health issues, but we also see a lot of mental health issues that are manifested from drug usage. And I wouldn't say it's specifically marijuana, you know, but the age-old debate of whether or not marijuana is a gateway drug. And I can tell you in my own personal experience, and I've heard this also from a lot of law enforcement, they've never talked to anybody that's a meth addict or a heroin addict that didn't start out with marijuana. So does that mean everybody that smokes marijuana is going to move on to a harder drug? No, I would never make that statement. But I would make the statement that everybody I know that has used the hard drugs has also used marijuana in their life. So I think there is a connection that we can't forget.
Yeah, the debate over the gateway drug.
Yes.
And in your experience, you've seen enough to know that is the case. Not always, but with enough to be concerned about it.
Well, and what we're also seeing in our jail, Scott, is, you know, people, you know, some of these hardcore drug users, they don't just have one drug of choice. We hear stories where they're using heroin for this effect and then counterbalancing it with marijuana consumption. So there's a lot of, you know, commingling of the drugs out there. So I do think that there's a connection, you know, and we hear the, you know, the arguments about alcohol and all the other vices we have in our society. And we can debate those all day long, but here we have an opportunity on that'll come up for a vote, and we got a choice to make whether or not we just want to add another drug that's legal.
How much revenue, this is a question from a listener, how much revenue is your county going to lose if marijuana is legalized?
You know, Scott, I don't even know how I would answer that. I'm assuming they mean from an enforcement standpoint. You know, I would say probably the county would see more revenue, because the criminal justice system isn't a moneymaker. Even with these court fines and, you know, on occasion we have cash seizures from drug dealers. But I think, you know, this is a very expensive endeavor to perform law enforcement, so it doesn't make money. Obviously, the legalization and the taxation of it is going to add tax money into the economy. But I think what we got to remember is what is that cost? Because it's going to cost more in social services and other areas.
Hold that thought. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by Freedom Matters USA. Online at freedommattersusa.com. Short break, back with more to wrap up What's on Your Mind next.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow. Remember to use that promo code SCOTT when you go to MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. And you're going to find all kinds of great specials. The slippers are a hot deal right now, MyPillow.com. That's right. Very good deal. They have some of the best specials they've ever had. That includes the slippers at $49.98, regularly $139.98, $90 off. $29.98 for the biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow's history. The pillows at $19.98. That mattress topper, you're never going to own a better one. 40% savings right now is $167.99. Six-piece towel sets, $39.96. Biggest sale ever. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Continuing our conversation with Kelly Lieben and talking a little bit about measure number two, Texter says, Scott, let's be completely honest. legalized marijuana will never go into effect after the people vote yes. From North Dakota to South Dakota, Republican governors don't care what the voters say. They'll block the measure through the courts. Is that even possible, Kelly?
You know, I guess I'm not sure, Scott, that, you know, we just deal with what comes out in the form of a North Dakota Century Code. I'm not sure, you know, what authority the legislature has when this is a constitutional measure. That'd be a tough one for me. I do know South Dakota's in a big fight down there, similar to us, over the legalization. So, but I haven't followed the history on it.
All right, let's go to Sean in Fargo. Question or comment on measure number two. Go ahead.
Hi. Say, I just wanted to put out there that I am a marijuana user, and for anybody to say that it's causing anxiety, they're wrong, because that's one of the reasons I'm prescribed it, is that and PTSD. And I tell you what, it's one of the best things that's happened to me, and I would rather get it legally than off the streets. So I think it's best if we do legalize this.
Well, you're aware we have a law with medical marijuana already.
Right, but for them to be saying it's causing anxiety, they're wrong. It's what is helping me with mine.
All right. Sheriff, anything you want to say about that?
You know, and what I would say is, you know, obviously, Scott, I'm not a doctor, I'm a cop. And all I can go by is the people I've talked to and my personal experience of 32 years on the job. And I've heard from people that have said when they're smoking marijuana, they're very anxious. They're dealing with, you know, some mental health issues. And when they get off it, they haven't had those problems. Obviously, I agree with you. We got medical marijuana laws, or a medical marijuana law. And I've heard some concerns that it's not working. Well, instead of legalizing recreational marijuana, let's go back to the legislative session and fix the deficiencies in the medical marijuana.
Sean, thanks for the call. Texter says, I used to use pot, took years of my life, a few hours at a time, just making me dull-minded and unproductive, and made it harder to make good choices. Do we really want that for our state?
You know what, I think, Scott, there's going to be two sides to this. And, you know, and one of the things, you know, I believe is in law enforcement, we don't create public policy, we carry it out. But I said, as measure two became, you know, an issue on this this election cycle, you know, I felt as sheriff, I have a responsibility to at least let the public know where I stand on this. And ultimately, it'll be decided November 8th. And I think you're going to see a lot of people weighing in on it, because I think people either believe firmly for it or against it.
Texter says, I think the whole reason this measure is even on the ballot is because of North Dakota and their way of thinking. Medical marijuana was voted in quite a while ago. If they would not have made it so difficult for people needing it, I don't think the question of legalized marijuana would have ever made it up, ever came up. They were actually warned about this a couple of years ago. If they did not relax on how they prescribe medical marijuana, this would end up coming up. Well, guess what? We are here. You agree with that?
You know, and there again, Scott, I probably don't have an opinion on that, because I've never had to experience that part, you know, whether or not there's doctors willing to prescribe it. I guess from my understanding, and again, it's just from street talk, is that there are some doctors that are very in favor of medical marijuana and some doctors that won't prescribe it. You know, I will say this, you know, having been involved legislatively for many years, you know, I watched the testimony at the legislature, and just in talking with the groups I talk with, I knew that if our legislature didn't deal with this on the medical side, it was going to come back in the form of an initiative. And so I think, you know, there's definitely two different ways to look at it, one with the recreational and one with the medical. And again, I guess I would go back to, if we got problems with the medical, let's fix it. But let's not just open the door to what we've seen go wrong in other states.
Appreciate your viewpoint and joining us. We'll talk about it probably at least another time before the November 8th vote of the people. Burley County Sheriff Kelly Leben, thank you, sir.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.